Well, happy Thursday, everybody. This week is flying by. Got lots to talk about on the fishing front. This is Captain Marty. We appreciate you coming here to find out what's happening, what's going on in the bite, and I'll be right back to tell you just that in just a moment.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras, and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
So we always start with our offshore fishing and down to Hatteras. A real good bite on the king mackerel and very good dolphin fishing, or mahi, whatever you want to call them. Not a lot of great big ones, but bailers, that's a really good eating fish. Very tender, mild, not fishy at all, pure white meat, just really, really good. Crowd pleaser for sure. And something you don't find a whole lot of in our seafood markets. And if you find them, you need to make sure they're local and they're fresh, because even though we're in really a commercial fishing mecca, a seafood mecca, there are still places around the Outer Banks where your fish comes from somewhere we don't even know where it comes from. So be sure to ask about if it's local and when it was caught. A lot of fish go downhill in quality when they're frozen. Most fish do, actually. So keep that in mind as well. They also, down in Hatteras, I did not hear of a blue marlin yesterday. They've been having a pretty good blue marlin bite, but they got a cobia bite. Not only do they have a cobia bite outside in the ocean, they also are catching some red drum in the inlet, outside the inlet, back in the sound. And then on the sound side of things, they're catching some black drum as well. And we also have these bluefish that are now all over our fishing report areas, from back in the Pamlico Sound down to Ocracoke along the surf. We'll get into more of that in just a moment. For the Oregon Inlet Fleet, very good yellowfin tuna fishing. Second day in a row of limits for a lot of boats. A limit is roughly 18 yellowfin tuna. You do the math. If they're 40 or 50 pounds, it adds up quickly. And you do need, if you go on those trips, you need to have a plan for how you're going to have your fish processed and cleaned. And you need to learn as much as you can, because I have seen many a catch of yellowfins loined out with the bloodlines in them and people carry them back to Ohio and they're not fit to eat, especially if you freeze them. So there is a way of cutting out the bloodlines, making your cutting them down into freezer or family-sized portions. That's the way you want to do that. Another thing that happened, they also had good dolphin fishing, but not many people put much time in doing that with the tuna fishing so good. They did have a few big-eye tuna. Now, big-eye is probably the rarest of our four tunas. Bluefin, big-eye, yellowfin, blackfin. The big-eyes are really good to eat, and they literally have big eyes because they're very sensitive to sunlight, so on an overcast day, you're liable to catch more this time of year. And they hang on a small canyon called the 630 hole. It just seems to be where they like to hang out. So there were several of them in the 100 to 135 pound range today, and the Oregon Inlet Fleet inshore also had very good cobia fishing just in time for the big cobia tournament this weekend. And don't forget, before we leave what's going on in the ocean, starting next Wednesday, the Hatteras Village Offshore Open will be going on. I'll be down there bringing you updates from that, doing the scoring, hanging out with my old buddies. Great time to walk the docks at Teaches Air Marina or Hatteras Harbor and Odin's Dock or the Marlin Club, and see what's going on. The first big billfish tournament of the year. Surf fishing has remained consistent. We have big drum and all the old usual haunts like at Cape Point. We have had a few big black drum caught in the surf. And then the rest of everything else is occasionally a sea mullet or a speckled trout. We've got some bluefish. Again, those bluefish are getting a little bigger too. And I'll talk about that, because now I'm going to talk about the piers and the size of the bluefish on the piers is a little greater. These Avon Pier has been a hot spot. I know that because I talked to Tony Lombardi, walkingangler.com, who helps me out a lot with surf and pier stuff. 34-inch bluefish off the pier. That's an old-fashioned 12 to 14-pound bluefish. The Avalon Pier also had bluefish. I think all the piers are catching a few bluefish and a few sea mullet and a few drum. So all that's really good. And we're going to take a break here for just a second, and I'll be back to tell you about what's going on in the Sound.
Ahoy there, folks. Captain Edward Lee here, and I want to invite you aboard the Miss Oregon Inlet 2. She's a modern 60-foot head boat outfitted with the latest top-quality safety and fishing equipment. We make 3 trips per day out of the world-famous Oregon Inlet Fishing Center. Visit MissOregonInlet.com or call us today at 252-251-4314. So ditch the beach for a bit and set sail with the Miss Oregon Inlet 2.
Okay, in the Sound, we have really good puppy drum fishing, but those guys are pretty covert. They really don't like me knowing about it. Speckled trout, fair, but a lot of puppy drum and a lot of bluefish. That's the two main things that are going on in the Sound. The puppy drum bite is very good, and many of those are in the slot where you can keep one. So that's another good fish to eat as well. And we have been talking about over the last few days, not only the bluefish, but there's also been a target catch of sheephead. People are realizing how good they are to eat, how fun they are to catch, how hard they fight. It's an all-around great, great fish. It's in the porgy family, so that's in the snapper family as well, and that's some of the best eating you'll find. So I guess we could say, as we wind down our fishing report, the theme of the day is everything I've talked about, really good to eat. This is a go fish time of year this month. Get on an offshore boat if you can. If you can't do that, try one of our backcountry boats. And if you can't do that, get on a waterman charter where they'll go out and drag a shrimp net or pull crab pots. Or maybe you would enjoy going on a backcountry boat as well, where just a captain, 2 or 3 people, spinning tackle, and you go out in the Sound and fish for these puppy drum and speckled trout. So that is what I have for you in today's fishing report. We'll be back tomorrow with the weekend outlook. Thanks for stopping by, and have a great day.